Office romances are a slippery slope.
What starts as innocent flirting can quickly turn to after-work drinks.
Which can lead to a night spent on a futon in a filthy trailer with no toilet paper.
Which can then lead to a bunch of irritating complaints, even though I was planning on getting toilet paper the very next day.
So play it safe. Date outside your work.
You'll be glad you did.
Expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not a threat.
Hope you like crap.
Well, sometimes I get the menstrual cramps. Real hard.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
I would if I could, you son of a bitch.
Good day and welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, June 15th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and it has officially been an entire week since I've posted a podcast. Lots of fabulous adventures went down this past week. Went to Las Vegas to watch my little girl graduate from high school.
She's not a little girl anymore.
Makes me sad, but I am so very proud. Anyway, before we get started, here's some late breaking news from the world of soccer.
Welcome back to Sports Dome. It's the startling confession that has the whole sports world buzzing. Soccer has come out of the closet to tell the world it's gay. A FIFA spokesperson made the announcement at a press conference earlier today.
Soccer is not ashamed of what it is. Soccer is a gay sport. Youth League soccer, the MLS, even the World Cup, all of it is completely gay.
Joining us now to discuss the impact of this is OSN senior analyst Reggie Greengrass. Reggie, why did soccer choose to come out now?
Mark, league officials said soccer was just tired of pretending to be something it's not. Deep down, soccer is about a bunch of guys running around not touching a polka dot ball with their hands. It shouldn't have to hide how gay it is.
Now, will this change the way the game is played?
No. If anything, I think we'll see a firmer commitment to the gayest parts of soccer.
Interesting.
Players will feel free now to do their bicycle kicks, juggle the ball with their knees, and generally just be as gay as they want to be without worrying what people think.
You know, it must have been difficult for soccer to hide the fact that it was gay for so long.
Absolutely. From ancient Greece to modern day France, there has never been a time when soccer wasn't extremely gay.
Yeah, and as recently as 1885, a London tabloid ran a salacious story about soccer.
Yeah, rumors like that are what caused soccer to go to great lengths to hide its secret, Mark.
I see.
We saw in the early 1990s when soccer tried to project an overly macho image, headlined by Alexi Lala.
Well, in retrospect, it's so obvious soccer was just overcompensating.
Yeah, apparently, it wasn't until David Beckham came along that soccer began to edge its way out of the closet.
Yeah. Now, there's even been some backlash from within soccer. 16-year-old varsity high school player Jeff Getter, he released a statement saying, "I don't condone or accept soccer being gay. I don't like gay things. I don't like to be around gay things."
Hey, look, of course a lot of people aren't prepared to play a gay sport. But the fact of the matter is, soccer's out. It's proud. It's going to tell the world, look at me, I'm gay.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
Gay things come in all shapes and sizes. Thanks, Reg.
It's really not a surprise to me. I've actually been trying to watch some of this World Cup soccer, and the thing that annoys the hell out of me, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm going to say, what is up with the horns? It sounds like the stadium is being attacked by killer bees. That infernal hum throughout the entire match is enough to drive you insane. Anyway, as you probably already know, Steve Jobs is releasing the iPhone 4. And of course, he had a press conference and had a little technical trouble. Check this out.
I don't know what's wrong with our networks. Well, geez, I don't like this. All right, let's go back to the primaries. I'm afraid I have a problem, and I'm not going to be able to show you much here today. Scott, you got any suggestions?
Yeah, I love it. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
An aspirin and a bottle of bourbon a day reduces the awareness of heart attacks. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. University of Pennsylvania cardiologists announced today that test subjects who took a single aspirin tablet followed by a fifth of bonded Kentucky bourbon were 85% less likely to realize they were having a heart attack. Potential side effects for the new treatment include slurred speech, impaired vision, and vomiting. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Well, there's your 5 minutes of hit-and-run internet comedy for the day. Please to be tuning in tomorrow for more of the same. And don't forget, the VoiceOver Chameleon podcast is available on iTunes. Search VoiceOver Chameleon without a space. And don't forget to post a little review. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shut up!